in that quilt. You can be part of that by calling 449-4885. Renew or become a new member of KJNU. It's such a wonderful feeling. And then you can listen with guilt-free ears. You know you've done your part. You've heard the call. And this is the first day of the call. We're winding down. We're trying to meet a challenge grant. We won't be able to meet it unless you call right now, 449-4885. Pledge what you can, but we need to know you're out there. We need to know that you're hearing our voices, that what we say to you right now makes sense, and that you compute with what we're doing here, and it's a valuable resource for you. Give us a call at 449-4885. I think there's a call coming in right now. You be the second person. You be the third person. You be the fourth person. 449-4885. That's your mantra. That's the number to call. Please don't hesitate. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. It's your opportunity to support independent media. KGNU, as I mentioned, I just got back from Lebanon, and I was handing out the KGNU program guide to interested Lebanese. They were fascinated. They saying, wow, we really need something like this in Lebanon. Independent voices, public affairs generated by volunteers and volunteer reporters going out there and, you know, bringing back the news to the people. This is what they need in Lebanon. They were absolutely dumbstruck. And then when you tell them about the economic model, that it's largely driven by listener members, like double dumbstruck, you know, Bay, the mouth, the jaws just drop everywhere, because that's a radical idea. Yes, listener support. You are the owners of this station. We're asking you now to invest in your community radio station.
It is your connection to an entire network of like-minded folks who just share this common goal of having a forum where members of the community can get together, hash out the ideas of the day, listen to folks like Noam Chomsky or David Barsamian, listen to great music, listen to what's happening in their community, find out about nonprofits who are working for the common good. That's what you're connected to, and that's what you're supporting right now with that call to 303-449-4885. We have phone lines lighting up. Don't forget, you can pledge at kgnu.org, but please do take action this evening. And thank you to everyone who has called in. It's your community radio, KGNU Boulder, Denver. David Barsamian, always great to have you with us. Stay tuned. Sheila Gale is next. Keep those calls coming, and thank you.
Music to start us off from the Chieftains. Up Against the Buchalons is the name of that. It's off of Chieftains Number 9, or also known as Boil the Breakfast Early. Good evening to you. My name is Carl Cumley. This is Scholtagale, music from all over the Celtic world on KGNU. And it's Pledge Drive. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online around the world at kgnu.org. It also is March, March Madness. It's the kickoff, the run-up to St. Patrick's Day. Yesterday was the patron saint of Wales Day, St. David's Day, on March 1st, and other Celtic saints throughout the month from Cornwall and a variety of other places as well. And Nikki's come in, and we've got some more thank yous to do, I'll bet.
Well, just a quick shout out to all the folks that have responded in AR to the remarkable programming that they've got going. A lot of strength for David Barsamian and his wonderful stuff. James Fisher, thank you to you in Boulder. We really appreciate your support. Joe and Effie, as always, thank you very much. They say keep up the good work. And Ringtail Rentals has called in. He, too, is a longtime loyal listener member. They all called 303-449-4885. You can also do it right online, kgnu.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that is what we need you to do right now. Support not only the news and information programming on KGNU, but the music programming as well. You are what drives this program. Scholtagale, please pick up the phone. Give us a ring, 303-449-4885. It's so easy. All you do is just dial those 10 numbers, 303-449-4885. Kind, gentle people will walk you through all of the steps. You'll have a moment's glow as you realize that you are supporting community radio in Boulder and beyond. So give us a call, 303-449-4885, or go online to kgnu.org. Let's go ahead and get up with some more great Celtic music. This from Martin Hayes, and Kitty Come Down to Limerick is the name of this set. And then we're going to a special treat, live music. The Celtic Friends are in studio this evening. We're going to have them here playing away for you, and you can support them and KGNU by giving us a call, 303-449-4885. Thank you. music from Martin Hayes and a set of tunes there. And thank you, Martin, very much. Kitty, Come Down to Limerick, the name of that set. And Maeve's in studio. We've got some thank yous to do. Would you?
We do. Carl, thank you to everyone who called in. We certainly had a burst of energy there at the end of Alternative Radio. Big thanks to Tom Lemieux. I always say this, Tom, when you call in, you're the best. Thank you very much. He is pledging his support to KGNU, getting a gift certificate for a local restaurant. He's going to be dining at Tiffin's Indian Cafe in Boulder. Well, thank you. Anonymous in Longmont logged on to KGNU.org and getting the CD of the talk that we aired this evening, Noam Chomsky at the Harvard Trade Union. Another Anonymous in Boulder logging on today. And thank you to everyone who pledged their support. Please keep those calls coming. 303-449-4885.
We're going to go to live music now at KGNU in the KGNU Cabaret. Music right now. Please welcome Celtic Friends.
All my life when roll called, yeah, that's where it began. They'd start to mumble Mac something, I'd just raise my hand. So I headed off across the sea to hear folks say my name. My granddaw was an Ulster man, that makes me the same. Well, I'm driving down the road on the wrong damn side. Hope that Irish trucker Lord can keep us both alive. St. Brendan won't save me from that old stone wall. I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. Started out in Dublin town, a pint in Temple Bar. Drove straight to Newport, saw the bridge and wrecked the car. One Friday night in Mayo, it was Raymond, Mike and me. The crackin' old Kalala kept me up till 3:30. Well, I'm driving down the road on the wrong damn side. Hope that Irish trucker Lord can keep us both alive. St. Brendan, won't you save me from that old stone wall? I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. Well, it was that night in Donegal, your woman from Tyrone. In Annagree, Joe sang for me. I sang Country Roads. And near Crawley, I got somewhat lost. Made me 9 new friends. It's a beast from Colorado, but I'm going back again. Well, I'm driving down the road on the wrong damn side. Hope that Irish trucker Lord can keep us both alive. St. Brendan, won't you save me from that old stone wall? I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. Well, I'm driving down the road on the wrong damn side. Hope that Irish trucker Lord can keep us both alive. St. Brendan, won't you save me from that old stone wall? I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. I'll be home when the sign says Donegal.
Well, welcome, friends.
Thank you.
It's nice to have everybody here.
Good to be here.
Roger, would you go around the room and introduce everybody?
I will, Carl. My name is Roger Hera. We are the Celtic Friends. And in the room with us tonight is Tom Davison, Cheryl Ward, Sarah Jones, Gail Jackson, Diana Davison, Mark De La Torre, and Patrick McElhinney on guitar. And the song that you just heard is an original composition of Patrick's that he wrote after his first trip to Ireland in 2007.
Very good.
And his last name, as you might have heard, is McElhinney. And he wrote it about his experience driving a rental car on the wrong damn side of the road in Ireland.
Always a great way to experience the Emerald Isle.
That it is.
So how did this group come together?
It was a dark and stormy night.
There you go. Driving on the wrong side of the road.
On the wrong damn side, yeah. Patrick used to be in a band called Canned Haggis, and a number of us were fans of Canned Haggis. And when that band broke up, we got together and just started singing for fun. And one night we decided that since we were having so much fun singing, that we ought to get out into the world and share our joy with others. And so we began going out to nursing homes and other places that we thought would appreciate our music. And so we've been together, I think this is our fifth year.
Wow.
And we've sung at a couple of different festivals. We've been a regular at the Celtic Tavern on New Year's Eve for the AOH Irish New Year's Eve party.
AOH being Ancient Order of Hibernians.
The Michael Collins, no, the Father Kerrigan chapter of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And from there, we've performed at a couple of different pubs, Katie Mullins and Brendan's and the Celtic Tavern. And we just have a good time.
Our nickname for this group is called the Laughing Choir.
The Laughing Choir.
Yes, when we get together, Cheryl, we laugh and enjoy.
Speak into the microphone.
Oh, we enjoy everything so much when we get together. We do way more laughing than singing, but out of the joy comes a lot of joyful music.
Well, let's hear a little bit more joyful music, and then I'm going to ask you about gigs that you're playing, or do we have tuning up going on?
Patrick broke a string.
Ah, very good.
The first thing. And actually, we do have another member, and she's on injured reserve right now.
Yes.
Janet Spangenberg, and she plays flute, whistle, djembe, she'll rejoin us as soon as she comes off the injured reserve list.
Miss you, Janet. Wish you were here.
Well, we need to remind folks that this is also Pledge Drive at KGNU. Give us a call. Support the community music that you hear here. Give us a call at 303-449-4885. And it looks like we're getting closer and closer to having
how close we are.
no more talking about how close we are. We're just a stone's throw away from coming back to music, but wanted to also shout out to Roger for all of the work that he does putting the tremendous list of all of the groups that are gigging around Colorado for the Celtic Connection and beyond Colorado for New Mexico and Wyoming as well. And Roger is the one who pulls all of that together. Thank you for your service to the community.
You're welcome, Carl, and it is my pleasure.
Well, great. Are we set to go?
We are good to go.
What are we going to hear now?
Our next song is going to be a traditional Irish love song, but it's our own arrangement, and a lot of people will recognize the melody, and it will come back to them, particularly at the end.
Shining, the moon shines.
take it forever.
You take the high road, I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland for me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny banks on the bonny banks.
How do you decide what you're going to play? Who makes those tough calls?
We have
finger
lists.
Pointing going on here in studio.
Patrick does the arrangements, and I book the gigs and put the set lists together, and then
we all complain.
Yeah.
Individual songs are suggested by different people. Tom has suggested several things, especially songs that become earworms in your head, like Health to the Sauters, those kind of things.
And the other question that occurred to me is, I want to go around the room and figure out how each of you came to Celtic music. I mean, was it Roger dragging you kicking and screaming, or was there some other epiphany? So let's just go around the circle here.
Tom?
How we came?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Tom Davison. I don't know, Diane and I are heavily into the Scottish community. We're with Clan Davidson. And so I think we've just kind of been involved with the music for quite a while, but then got involved with the group. So.
You sing with your church choir?
Yeah.
Always good.
This is Mark De La Torre. I was actually one of the Celtic Friends groupies up until quite recently. I have a strong passion for Irish music and spent enough time hanging around with these guys. They finally said, well, why don't you come sing with us, Mark, staring from the sidelines. So, yeah, it's
very
been
good.
A great choir.
We're coming back to you, Roger.
I'm Patrick McElhaney, the one that people have a hard time pronouncing the last name. I actually started years ago before this band Canned Haggis started. I used to take my guitar to work and just practice in my break times. And it happened that the wife of a guy who was a bagpipe player wanted a guitar player to work with him. And so that's how I started into Celtic music. And before that, I'd just been a folk singer. Really had done nothing this heavily into my my own Celtic background. So it's been a real joy ever since.
Very good. Ladies?
Hi, I'm Diana Davison, and just like what my husband said, Tom, how we're heavily involved with the Scottish ancestry, and I'm Irish ancestry, and just I don't know, just started really liking the music and listening to Canned Haggis and just kind of got more involved with ancestry. And then after going to Ireland, Scotland, it'll be 10 years this summer, just started enjoying it more and more, the music.
Very good.
Okay. Gail here. My grandparents are both from Ireland. My grandfather is from County Cavan. My grandmother is from County Mayo. And I grew up in upstate New York in the Irish Catskills. So I grew up hearing a lot of Irish music. And so this is just a lovely continuation.
Did I hear you say the Irish Catskills?
Yes.
I have never heard the term before.
Yes, indeed.
Help me understand what is meant by the Irish Catskills.
Well, I think it was a place for a lot of Irish Americans to just seek refuge from New York City, especially in the summer, and just come up to the boarding houses in the beautiful Catskills and relax and enjoy and socialize and have dancing and music and share culture. So that's what that was about.
A particular town or locale?
Yes, East Durham, New York.
East Durham, New York.
Yes.
Yeah, Carl,
yes.
If you go back a couple of issues in the Celtic Connection, I wrote an article about the festival that they have in East Durham every year.
Oh, very good.
And they gather entertainers, musicians, educators from all over Ireland and the United States, actually all over the world, to put on a festival, classes, sessions, workshops, concerts, and it's a week-long event.
Well, thank you for teaching me.
Hi, my name's Sarah Jones. I started in this group about 3 years ago, I want to say. Before that, I really didn't have a whole lot to do with Irish music or Celtic music. I am from actually a pretty heavy rock band for about 7 years. And after that, I wrote electronic music with my brother, Andrew Brown. And I met this group actually at a Christmas gig at Scotty's, what do you call that?
Scotty Jodoin operates a business called the Celtic Broker in the Merchandise Mart.
Ah.
And he has featured us there as part of the entertainment for the party he presents every Christmas for his customers. And we were performing there 1 year. Sarah was there with the lady who has now become her mother-in-law. And she approached us and said, gee, you guys seem to have a lot of fun. Could I sing with you? And we said, I don't know.
Can you?
Can you sing? And well, so we auditioned her right there in the hallways of the Merchandise Mart.
And at the time, I had no idea what they were about, and I was all nervous. And so I got a list of the music. I went home and learned it all and got it memorized. And when I came to the first practice, it was like, oh, this is good, very relaxed, and we just had a lot of fun. Drank a lot of whiskey, which is always good. But these guys are my really good friends, and I enjoy singing with them. And I'm really happy to have become part of, an Irish Celtic band. And I really enjoy a lot of the music now and have broadened my horizon on that front entirely. So that's my story.
We have one more band member.
I'm Cheryl Ward. I'm 1/8 Irish, but it's the eighth probably that loves the music the most. And I wanted to learn how to play the drum. So I started playing the drum. Then I started attending sessions at the Irish Snug. And then I started collecting names of other session players and Celtic musicians. And now my list is over 600 Celtic musicians in the Denver, Boulder, Colorado area. And 7 years ago, Roger, partly Matt Patrick also in a way, we started the Edgewater Harvest Festival, and we feature local bands from Colorado. After 6 years, we featured 42 bands, and it's just a lot of fun. Music, it's the best. Friendship, even better.
Roger, it's back to you. So the same question to you, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since I've got a face made for radio,
your hair looks nice too.
5'9" Japanese American man with a goatee and a ponytail. And to look at me, you'd never know that in a past life I was Irish. And I think it's that sort of genetic memory that led to my interest in Celtic music of all kinds, but mostly Irish. And the Irish culture, the literature, the history, and my involvement with the community.
Which is huge.
Yes.
It is huge. I mean, it's both what you give in terms of your time commitment and what everybody in the community gets from you. So
you're here.
Thank
His
you very much.
His name is Roger Hara, but we call him Roger O'Hara.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yeah, and it's one of those names that has a multinational sort of connection. It's spelled H-A-R-A, and it is not unlike O'Hara, and it's found in County Sligo in Ireland and in County Hiroshima in Japan.
Very good. Let's launch into another song, and before we do, just take note that you can support community radio by giving us a call, 303-449-4885. We're looking to take your pledges. People are standing by right now. Once again, 303-449-4885. What are we going to hear now?
Our next song is going to be Danny Boy, but it is our own arrangement and features Sarah and Patrick.
Sarah's the one that gets to sing.
Thank you. Johnny boy, the pipes are calling from Glen to Glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you must go and I must bide. Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so. And when you come and all the flowers are dying, and I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where till you come to me, and I shall sleep in peace until you.
Thank you. I really like the arrangement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick, terrific stuff. Thank you very much. I noticed, I was taking a look at the gigs list that Rogers compiled in the Celtic Connection magazine. And if you want to know anything that's coming up for March Madness, the Celtic holidays, St. Patrick's Day, the weekend before St. Patrick's Day, the day after St. Patrick's Day, go find a copy of the Celtic Connection or go online and find out where everyone is playing. But I noticed that Celtic Friends are playing at Dennis Gallagher's St. Patrick's Day party, and I want to know all about that party.
Well, Dennis Gallagher is the retired former city auditor of the city and county of Denver, and a longtime Irish character, a former state representative, state senator, city councilman. And he has held a St. Patrick's Day party annually for, I would bet, going on 40 years.
That's probably true.
And I ran into Dennis at a Gregorian chant concert. And
he didn't tell us about it.
And he had asked me about what was going on in the community and who was out there singing and would I help promote his St. Patrick's Day party in the gigs list in the Celtic Connection. And he had heard some of us sing at a funeral and asked me about those singers, and I told him that they were part of our group. And he said, oh, I loved that. Could you guys come and sing for my party? And I said, sure. What would you like us to sing? And so he I gave him a list of the songs that we sing, and he picked out a few, and so we're going to do half an hour or so worth of songs to kick off his party on the 19th at the Denver Police Protective Association building at 21st and Decatur, so just north of the Sports Authority at Invesco Field at Mile High, whatever the name is.
Whatever the name is now, now the Broncos that they've taken play. Chapter, right.
Yeah, and that'll be on the afternoon of Sunday the 19th.
Very good. Well, we're running a little bit short on time this evening. I wanted to run down real quickly where people can see you. You actually have a gig, it looks like, at the Skylight Station Celtic Fest. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a art gallery on Santa Fe Drive in Denver, 910 Santa Fe Drive. And they are doing a Celtic festival over the weekend. You know, I misspoke. The Gallagher gig is on Sunday the 13th. And we're performing at Skylight Station the evening of Saturday, March 19th. And the night will begin with food and drink. The Bennett School of Dance, I think it's Bennett. No, maybe it's Heritage. One of the Irish dance schools will lead off. Then there's a duo that will play, Jimmo and the Piper. And then we will play. And then a brother and sister duo will follow us. And the sister is a graduate of the University of Limerick with a degree in trad music.
Ah, great.
And they will have played with the Denver Brass the weekend before for the Denver Brass's annual Celtic gig.
Great stuff. So people need to pick up the Celtic Connection. They need to read about all of the amazing stuff that you've put together. By my quick count, nearly 4 pages of really small type about every band in Celtic Colorado and where they're playing. And once again, thank you very much. What are we going to go out with tonight?
Our final song is a Davies Steel composition. Tom just reminded me, as a Scotsman.
That's right.
Just saying.
And we learned this song several years ago. There is a woman who used to live in Boulder named Madeline Cave, and she had a program not unlike yours in Midlothian on the east coast of Scotland. And she was here for the summer and was taping her program and invited us to perform some Davies Steel songs. And so we had 2 weeks to learn them. And so this is one of the songs. And Patrick's arrangement of it is, I think, stunning. And we've adopted it as our trademark closing song. So it's Just One More Chorus by Davies Steel.
Terrific.
Arranged
well,
by Patrick.
To all the Celtic friends, thank you very much for being here. And give it a lash. Let's go.
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you. The fiddlers are playing a tune in the bar, a slow air for those who've been banished afar. The music gets faster as the night it wears on. Soft through the air comes the strains of a song. Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song, then we'll go.
At festival time on some cold drafty stair or smoky old back room, the singers are there. When everyone else
has packed up and gone. We'll still be trying for just one more song.
Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song, then we'll go.
No matter what accent, no matter what tone.
When people love singing, they all sound as one.
This gathering of singers will go on and on. Join in the chorus of just one more song.
Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song, then we'll go.
And though we may part soon, our own ways to find, and though we may scatter like seeds on the wind, whenever we meet on these gathering days, we'll still sing the songs as we've sung them always.
Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song, then we'll go. Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know.
Just one more song,
the singers are here.
Just one more song,
we'll go on and on.
Just one more song,
then we'll go.
Music from the Celtic Friends live in studio on KGNU. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online around the world at kgnu.org. Our thanks to Fergus Stone for engineering the Celtic Friends, and George Figgs as well, who was in studio with him. Let's rock back into some Celtic music with music off of a CD called Songs of the Irish Immigrants, and we'll ask you to join us too as supporters of community radio by giving us a call at 303-449-4885. That's 303-449-4885, or online at kgnu.org.
Your noise and listen to poor Paddy's narration. I was by the hunger pressed and by poverty distressed, and I took a thought to leave the Irish nation. Well, I sold me horse and cow, my little pigs and sow, my little plot of land I'd soon to part with. And my sweetheart Pete McGee, it's her I'll never see, for I left her there that morning broken-hearted. Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Our fortunes for to make we were thinking. When we got to Yankee land, they put a gun into our hand. saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. General March to us, he said, you'll get shot to lose your head. Every martyred soul of you will get a pension. When it's me I lost a leg, they gave me a wooden peg. And I swear this is the truth to you I mention. Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, I think myself in luck if I get fed on Injun buck. And old Ireland is the country I delight in. With the devil I do say, it's curse America. For I think I've had enough of your hard fighting. Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin.
Come the sons of Gael, the ancient Druid kings feared by many men. With the crack of light that fell upon the warriors, to win it all with a poet's poison pen. They fought the devil's mother to the death for 40 days. When they came down from the mountains, it was done. 20 oars on either side, when they put out with the tide, their adventure only knew tomorrow's sun. St. Brendan had a boat, they proved it could be done. Sailed off to find America before it had begun. They left it all a secret for the brothers and the sons, till another thousand come and go. One mighty master beggars oak their vessel proud, and the rumor of those islands to the west. One winter's whiskey ration, all the tiller. journey on the ocean did reveal. Not a word was written down, not a map was ever drawn for the captains of 10 centuries to borrow. St. Brendan had a boat, they proved it could be done. Sailed off to find America before it had begun. They left it all a secret for the brothers and the sons, till another 1,000 years had come and gone. St. Brendan had a boat.
Music from our good friends the Elders on KGNU. You are listening to KGNU Boulder Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online around the world at kgnu.org. We're in the middle of a pledge drive here on KGNU. Please show us a little bit of love, a little support. You are the fuel that makes this radio station run. We are listener member powered. So whatever you can do, $5 a month, $10 a month, $88.50 a year, that's what we need from you. We need to ask you for your support right now. Give us a call, 303-449-4885. Yuket and Musica Mundi are coming up next, but give us a call, 303-449-4885 or online at kgnu.org. Music from a Folkways collection called Classic Celtic Music. This is The Strayaway Child and The Lark in the Morning by Michael Gorman and Margaret Berry on KGNU. Thank you.
Yes, greetings and welcome to Musica Mundi, and thank you for joining in today's program. My name is Ukat, your host until 10 p.m. And thank you, all of you who have supported us earlier. Today is our first day of our pledge drive, and it will go on until March 13th. Of course, your support is very important to us, and keep that support coming, your pledge coming, by calling 303-449-4885 or securely online, kjnu.org.
A Jamaican girl never you love, telling me money is hard to get. A Jamaican girl never you love, telling me money is hard to get. Well, she said it's really hard to pick up a man here in Jamaica. So she came up by me, and this is the advice I give to she. Okay, she, take your time, you will get a man. Take your time, you will get a man. And two times, walking down and shake your back a lot. Keep your body in good condition, and no man wouldn't pass behind. Woo! Yeah! When she say she want a husband to marry and settle down, no, she can't make it good, but she has got to live as a whole. So I send she down by the wharf. If she don't pick up, she's by the heart. Write a letter to marry her and see she could help for the position. I tell